This is your friend John Walden. 1 John chapter 4, and verse 1 reads, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Now this follows very naturally upon what it says at the close of chapter 3, where he tells us that we know, hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. Every Christian is indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. We know the presence of the Holy Spirit, not by being able to see him or feel him, but by the fruit of the Spirit. He produces certain things in the lives of believers. The Holy Spirit is God present with every believer. But there are other spirits. That is, there is a false spirit. Satan has influence. Satan is able to lead people or mislead them. And so he says, here's the way that you can be sure. Now, this does not mean that we are to investigate every false religion any more than we would sample every garbage can in the back alley. There are many things that you and I had better leave alone. Neither does this mean that we ought to investigate so-called spiritism. Stay clear of this thing. It will damage you and mislead you and harm you. What he's talking about here is the leading of the Spirit of God versus the leading of Satan. And the reason he says that we need to try the spirits to make sure that they are of God is because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Now he gives us two very simple tests. You can be sure whether what you're hearing is of God or if it is of Satan. In the third chapter, he told us that there were two classes of people, those who were the children of God and those who were the children of the devil. We still have two classes of people. We still have two different spirits in the world, the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, present in believers, and the spirit of Satan, misleading by false doctrine. Here are the two tests. Number one, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in this world. I like the revised reading of this. Every spirit that confesseth Jesus Christ come in flesh. It isn't simply that we confess that he did come, but do you confess him as Jesus Christ? What do we mean by this? Well, his name Jesus tells us of his humanity. That was his human name. The name Christ tells us of his deity, because the Christ, or the Messiah, as he was called in the Old Testament, is God present with his people. That's why when the Lord Jesus was born, he was called Emmanuel, which means God with us. The word Christ, or Messiah, simply means the Anointed One. Just as men were anointed in the Old Testament to serve as prophets or priests or kings, so the Lord Jesus is all three, and he is the Anointed One who was sent into this world to do a work for the Father. The work of salvation was put into the hands of him because he is called the Christ. Now confessing Jesus Christ come in flesh is confessing the incarnation, that is, God manifest in the flesh. This is confessing the deity and humanity of Christ in one person. Now, everyone who does this is of God. Everyone who denies this is anti or against Christ. Now, there will be a man called the Antichrist who will come and who will control this world during the Great Tribulation period after the Christians are gone home. But here he's talking about the general spirit of Antichrist, that which is against Christ. So, our number one test is, what do you think of Christ? When I was a boy, I learned this little couplet. What think ye of Christ is the test, to try both your state and your scheme. You cannot be right in the rest unless you think rightly of him. Who is the Lord Jesus? Whose son is he? What does he mean to you personally? Now, that's the first test. These, he said, who do not confess this, who do not believe this, are anti-Christ. We are God, little children, or dear children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The Holy Spirit within every believer, Satan in those of the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. Now the apostle, I believe, is speaking here for himself and all the apostles about the message that they had to deliver from God. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Now that's the second test. The first test, he said, hereby know ye the spirit of God. What do they think of Christ? Secondly, he said, hereby we know or know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. That is, what do they think of the word of God? Let me ask you what you think of God's word. What do you think of the Bible? Don't say that it contains God's word. It more than contains it. It is God's word. Don't say that the Bible is a good book among many books. It's preeminently the book. Don't say that it is full of errors. Not one single error has ever honestly been proved. When I was a young fellow, I heard that the Bible was full of contradictions, and it bothered me. And I went to the trouble to try to find these contradictions, and to look up all of the contradictions that infidels said were in the Bible, and I found that not one honest contradiction can be found. It's simply that they either misread them, or do not read in the context, or read something into the text that isn't there. The Bible is God's Word. I believe this with all my heart. And this is one of the tests as to whether a teacher is from God or not. What do you think of Christ? What do you think of the Bible? Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Now, what is the error of our particular day, the day in which we live? What is the problem we face today? Well, in these two realms, you have a denial of what God says. First of all, there is a denial of the deity and humanity of Christ combined in this one person. There are some people who say that he was only a man, and that as a man he made mistakes, he sinned, or he could have sinned, and he died, and so he's dead. There are others who say, oh no, he was God, eternal God. He only seemed to be a man. He was God and never became man. Now, either one is an error, and neither one can be our Savior. He must be God in order that he might reach to the throne of God, in order that he might bring us to God. He has to be man in order that he might come into this world and die in our place on the cross. The Lord Jesus Christ was both God and man. This error is very prevalent today. Some people say he was an angel. Some people say he was only a man. What do you say of Christ? The other error that is so prevalent today is the denial of the Word of God. There are men who say that the Bible is full of errors. There are men standing in the pulpits, men claiming to be the ministers of Christ, who deny the teaching of the Word of God, who find in the Bible all kinds of myths, they call them. They say the Bible is full of all kinds of ideas that people had back in the darkened, unenlightened days. They say that we are too wise now to believe the Bible. Well, if you're too wise to believe the Bible, you're saying that you're too wise because you're wiser than Christ himself. He believed it. He quoted from the Old Testament stories. He told us that these things were of God. He said that heaven and earth would pass away before one jot or tittle would pass away from the Word of God. He believed it. Are you smarter than he? I believe the Bible to be God's Word. I believe the Lord Jesus Christ to be God's Son, come in flesh, in order that he might take my place at the cross. Now this is a test that you ought to apply to everything that you see today, everything that you hear today.
If you hear a man on the radio, never mind his high-sounding words, what does he say of Christ? What does he say about the Bible? When someone comes to your door selling literature, never mind how many quotations it may have in it, what do they say about Christ? Don't get into an argument with them about all sorts of things about the future. Just stick to this one thing. What do you think about Christ? Who is the Lord Jesus Christ? For you see, if he is not God manifest in the flesh, then he is the worst impostor who ever lived, and there is no salvation for you and me. Our salvation depends entirely upon this one, God's Son, come down to be our Savior. Don't pay any attention to all of their supposedly learned discussions and all of their criticisms of the Bible. Just because a man wears the garb of a minister doesn't mean that he is Christ's minister. Find out what he thinks about the Bible. And if he is denying the Word of God or any part of it, take yourself out from under his teaching and go where you can hear the Word of God given its right place. For these alone are the trustworthy things. Believe Christ. Believe his Word. Our Father, we thank you for thy Word. We pray that you bless it to each one who has heard us now. We thank you for Christ our Savior, that he is alive forevermore. We pray for the salvation of those who have heard his word just now. In his name, amen.